Hammond, I got you there?
Yes. How are you doing, Ernie?
I just changed it. So I'm, we'll talk about every little old thing, you know, because every little old thing. What do you want to make sure we get in? We're starting in about 30 seconds.
Well, Idaho just appointed an order of self-isolation for the state of Idaho yesterday. Come from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. It's not signed by the governor, but it is signed by the director. And I got the details on that.
Okay, I want to hear every little old thing. And we start in 9 seconds. Here we go.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
And a beard, 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 you're in the clear.
You're in the fence here. I can't talk to you, you're going to hit. From the
beautiful studios of Freedoms with S, Freedoms Phoenix, who's a declaring independence kind of guy? Ammon Bundy. Ammon Bundy, one of the best. I am so inspired by a lot of the things that Ammon has done and advocated for over his life, and certainly here of late. But we're going to be talking everything that he's been talking about, all of the freedoms of. You may know he's the son of Cliven Bundy of the 2014 Bundy standoff over, you know, the issue was grazing rights on federal land and contracts of, and we had, and you're lying, and we're not, and you suck, and you're a government. And then, you know, what happened in Oregon, my wildlife refuge up there, just to out a lot of the stuff that's been going at, brought attention to things. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, but they keep coming after them. You know, I don't know what they're doing now when we find out. But, you know, what he's here to talk about is, you know, they got some orders coming from the government, you know, around. You want to share with us, right, Ammon? Tell us all about it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Ernest. I really appreciate it. First of all, I want to, I guess, you know, say we're having a meeting. We're having a meeting here in Idaho with as many people as we can. But according to the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare order of the director signed yesterday, March 25th, it's illegal, I guess, to peacefully assemble. In fact, this order says this order directs all individuals living in the state of Idaho to self-isolate at their place of residence. And so,
order. Yeah, what order. Do you mean order?
Well, let me just answer that question. That's a good question. So, let's go to page 3 here. It says
page 3.
It's 11 pages long.
No, God.
So it says gathering of individuals outside the home are prohibited. Let me go on. Page 5. All businesses with a facility in the state of Idaho are required to cease all activity at facility location. Also page 5. All people in Idaho shall immediately cease hosting or participating in all public and private gatherings. Also on page 5. All travel is prohibited.
What?
Also on page 5. The purpose of this order: individuals may leave their residence only to perform any of the following essential activities. And it gives a list of what the government is saying that you could do. It's pretty minimal. Then we go all the way to page 10. And it says, for the purpose of this order, including maintaining and at least 6 feet social distancing from individuals, washing hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds as frequent as possible, or using hand sanitizer covering coughs or sneezes into the sleeve or elbow, not hand, regularly cleaning high-touch surfaces and not shaking hands. And then it says, the director requests that sheriffs and chief of police in the state of Idaho and the Idaho State Police ensure compliance with and enforce this order. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then we go back to the summary, and it says, please read this order carefully. It's in bold. Violations of or failure to comply with this order could constitute punishment by fine, imprisonment, or both.
Do they give an amount or what you're in violation of?
Yeah, they said Idaho Code 56-10037C.
What does that say?
I actually have only summarized that. It basically says that they have the enforcement to, or the power to impose and enforce orders of isolation and quarantine to protect the public from the spread of infectious or communicable diseases.
See, it used to be they only had to say national defense. That's national defense issue. You know, and okay. you're whatever. So now they got, it's a national defense of the health data we just said because.
Well, you know, let me, if I can, put this in perspective to your listeners and, you know, obviously cut me off where I need to be cut off. But so the last time it was illegal to meet together as a people was before the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
And since we won our independence, it has never been illegal to assemble as the people. But yet yesterday, the governor of Idaho, Brad Little, who's supposed to be a conservative, right? He literally lives just down the street from me in the same town I live in. I'm at Idaho. Him and the director of Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, Dave Jeppesen, have declared it illegal for people to assemble, for people to go to church, for people to work and produce. And it doesn't matter what the reason is. I wouldn't want to argue. If this order that I'm looking at, 11-page order, if it was a guideline, I would clap my hands.
Yeah, when is government ever friendly advice?
But if not a guideline, it is an enforced order. And if I have the time, I'd like to reintroduce people that are listening to the Bill of Rights. And as you know, the Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution. And I'm going to read it. First Amendment. Congress, I'm just going to read the first one. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibition or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peacefully assemble and to petition government for redress of grievance. The Supreme Court unanimously has ruled that the right to peacefully assemble for lawful discussion, however unpopular the sponsorship, cannot be made a crime. And the decision applied the First Amendment right to peaceful assembly within the state.
There's a barn door that they're going to drive through, and I guarantee I know what it is. They'll go, well, they're communicable. I mean, they're not peaceful. They're a bioweapon. You know, that's not peaceful assembly. That's a threat on America. You know.
Well, did they have to say that somehow we are the threat, right? We are.
They don't care, Ammon. Who am I talking to here?
Believe me, I know that. I'm just saying what the Supreme Court has already said. In fact, Chief Justice, and you know the weight that you know that they can have or cannot have. In my perspective, I'm not saying that I'm getting to that, Ernest, like, because I'm just laying this out that this has been argued many, many times in our country.
Yep.
And each time it has been decided that the right of the people to assemble is their right. In fact, listen to this. Chief Justice Waite, he argued that the right of peaceful assemble is a natural right that preceded the adoption of the Constitution rather than a right granted by it. So he says this right goes way beyond the Constitution. It's not the Constitution just protects that right. But it wasn't granted by the Constitution. This is a natural right that each person has, right?
It is going to be someone like you, that the history that you have, and then them doing this in your own state. It's almost like, hey, let's trigger Ammon. Watch this, you know? And it's amazing. We just had, in the last hour, Dave Ridley, the Ridley Report, been a great activist, you know, libertarian free stater, has done a lot. But, you know, you spend enough time on Facebook, you got, well, you know, this might be, we got to be nice, we shouldn't, and kind of like, look, man, freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? Well, Ammon's going to help us with that because we need it. We'll be right back. From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the Crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the Crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the Crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The Crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the Crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the Crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The Crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the Crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the Crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. Pirates. Go pirate. Pirate. Did you get one of the pirate books that we had up at Red Pill?
I did not.
I think you should get one. That's what I think.
Articulated some pretty important things in that last little section.
Well, we have awesome. piratewithoutborders.com, and that's what I was promoting when I was up at Red Pill there at the table and so on. And you go to piratewithoutborders.com and you can get the book on Amazon or the online version, you know, has all the letters. And we have, you know, this letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal. Reprisal is the female character, so it's letters of Captain Mark and Reprisal. So then we have the doctor has a thing, and a kid does, you know, Captain Kid, and what about the children, all that stuff. So you want to know what I think? You read that. You know, it's freaking me out. Here we go. And then we do, you know, promotional audio commercials out of it and stuff. But the previous hour that we had, it was every, you know, I can feel this Facebook influence of, well, you don't want to be perceived as a bad guy kind of thing. And I'm like, man, they're doing is just super peer pressure using an algorithm of their AI of whatever the hell they're doing. And I'm going, and it ends with exactly what's happening to you there. No one shall pass. None shall pass. This is, and why? To what end? Whatever they get out of this and trying to arrest the disease or something, they are going to have so much more death, dying bodies from poverty, from lack of freedom options, from treatment, travel, information. I don't know what the hell they're thinking, other than they just want to bring on the tyranny of never let a good crisis go to waste thing. You know? Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's where we're going. All right, we're coming back here.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
I'm here. It didn't play. I had a really cool song. I'd do it anyway. Here we go.
Don't stop me. cause I'm having a good time, having a good time. Shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
And maybe a couple other laws. How about that? Which one should I violate? That's another thing. Is this from Idaho, the governor going, thou shalt, and you're not, and never, and you can't meet. I mean, they really went all strict on this thing to the point. He goes, on page three, I go, there's three pages? You know, it's like, how many pages did you say it was, Ammon?
11.
11 pages of thou shalt nots. I'm thou shalt not, and you're guilty of something. And I'm going, you know, fine and imprisonment. Do you know what the penalty is for each infraction of, they'll make it up as they go along and you violated their presence of something? I mean, you know, but what's the most obvious, you violate that ordinance and it's what penalty?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, it's probably, public endangerment or something like that. I really don't know what it is.
Yeah, they make it up, whatever they need to,
The one thing that they do very well is, you've heard the old adage of whoever asks the questions wins the argument, right? So when they charge somebody with something, that's what they're doing. They're asking the question. And so they're very skilled at being able to ask that question so that you can't really argue what you want to in court.
Did you or did you not violate We Rule You? Yes, I did.
Exactly.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty, 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 guilty. And all right. Okay, so summarize for the people again. This order says you can't. Okay, you kind of skipped over what you can leave. I mean, no, you're in your house. You are locked freaking down. We got Humvees at all the freeway exits. None shall get on or pass or you not allowed. And I'm going, really? So they say you can leave for what reasons?
Okay, so if we get into that, let me get in. You can leave. So essential activities. You can engage in activities or perform tasks essential to their health and safety.
Who the heck are they to decide what that is?
Well, see, that's the thing. It really, this is the point that I won't want to be insensitive. I'm not wanting to say that this coronavirus has been blown out of proportion, right? I certainly believe that, but I'm not trying to say that here. It doesn't matter what is the most safest action. It's not the right of the government to take it. These are natural rights that God gave us. And if we truly, truly believe, see, and if your previous guest has to ask this question, is the right to travel, the right to assemble, the right to go to church, to believe and worship, is that a right given to you from God, or is it given to us by man through government? And if you answer that question, then you have to, and the answer is they came from God, they're my right, then you have to naturally say, then the government has no right to restrict those. And it's that simple. So it doesn't matter what is the most safest action. And like I said, if this was a directive, not an order, if it was basically, hey, these are guidelines that we feel would be best, and help people to understand what would be best, I would applaud it, right? But that is not the case, and therefore we're overstepping.
All right, tell me about the people that did this. So we have, it's from the governor's office, or some health official, or somebody anointed of Homeland Defense, a federal, what's at the top of the paper? Who did this?
It is the Idaho Department of Health Welfare. And Idaho Department of Health Welfare, just so you know, is the state's single largest agency. So it's the largest bureaucracy in the state of Idaho.
So it's definitely the tip of the spear of they, them, those.
Yeah, and it was not signed by the governor.
Who signed it?
By the director of the Department of Health and Welfare. There actually is no even direct correlation to the
scary.
To anything from the governor.
This is scary. What, has the governor said anything about it? He's like, uh-uh.
Yes, he went public yesterday and basically outlined this order, but he didn't sign it. Now, the interesting thing is a couple days ago, he signed a proclamation, and I'm going to grab it real quick. This proclamation, the first line, it's one of those whereas, therefore, right? Now, that's signed by the governor, but it's interesting because it says the very first line of this proclamation says, whereas the health and safety of all Idahoans is the greatest priority of our state and its leaders. That is the number one problem right there.
Yeah, no, it's freedom is your number one priority, you
That's
sons
right. The protection of liberty is the number one priority. But no,
it's
what
in
they
our Constitution,
is
Arizona.
Safety.
Says number one thing, the protection of individual rights. See right here.
That's what Idaho Constitution says. But see, now they're saying that he actually says and signed it, that the number one priority is the health and safety of all Idahoans. And he's off on the very first line. It is not the number one priority. It cannot
this
be. Must
is
not
a
be.
PSYOP, Ammon, and you know that. This is getting people to go that, the number one priority is the health. No, it's not. No,
well,
it's freaking not.
I call him out on it. That is not. Your number one priority, Governor Little, is to protect the liberty of the people, period. And what you're doing when you're protecting the health and safety and making that priority is deteriorating and destroying the liberty of the people.
PSYOP. This all is PSYOP. Okay, yeah. I got the Idaho Health and Welfare Department of Director Dave Jeppesen. Is that him?
Correct.
Okay.
Jeppesen,
now,
correct.
Let's find out about Dave Jeppesen. When you get into, do a wiki or something like that,
so,
you can tell you everything you need to know. Oh, you know who he is?
Yeah, so listen, he's the director of the, health agency. He was with Blue Cross of Idaho for the past 6.5 years. Listen to this, employed as an executive strategy and innovation officer.
Oh, my God.
He has had a long career in banking. Jeppesen holds a master's degree in, listen to this, statistics from Iowa State University, a bachelor's degree in mathematics and statistics from Idaho State University, and an AA degree in math from Ricks College. He has no medical training. He is a banker and a bean counter at the head of the largest bureaucracy in the state of
he's
Idaho.
He's a do what he's told her. That's what he does.
Even if he's a even if he's a nice guy, it doesn't really matter. One is he doesn't sound like medically he has any ability to make this decision.
Or even public policy. These guys are not there to defend individual rights. They're there to do what somebody tells them to do.
Yeah.
Who's telling him? Where's his background? That's what I'm looking for, is I want to know.
Well, I could tell you that right here, but I got to look a little bit. I should have underlined it.
Okay, let's see. I think I got it up here, too. After graduation, he worked in the risk management, marketing, yada, yada, yada. Stayed in a successful bank consulting business. What? Whoa. David started a successful bank consulting business. I need go no further. Oh, my God. It is they, them, those. It's the banking.
Okay, I got something for you when we come back.
All right. See, this is, and who did they piss off? Ammon Bundy. That's just bad. That's bad. They're going to get to where, we had our party Saturday night, and we blew the crap out of our 20.
What do you shop for?
I tell you what I'm running up against. Ammon, there's a lot of people, I'm sure you're the same people, we're freedom-oriented, we want to make sure that we're, not being jerks and we're not causing any undue harm or whatever, but, the thing most important to us is we see that freedom, is the solution to a lot of this stuff. Freedom is the answer. You can't this, and I go, well, sounds like I need more freedom, more options. I can, buy this, get that, do that, move here, travel there. I got freedom. And then we find out what works and doesn't work. We know better for next time, and a free society is more healthy, and we have blah, 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 problem solved. Nope. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is what we can
Absolutely.
Use to manipulate people into doing, and we rule you. And then they'll use social media platforms and delete and eliminate any content provider that is not with their agenda. And even if you're neutral, if you got 100 million people following you playing, which they have, playing video games online or opening toys or doing whatever the hell it is, if you're not with them and you're helping them, then you're part of the problem and they don't know what you might say. Here comes PewDiePie, some guy that sits there and makes commentary while he's playing video games, and if he's not with them, then he's against them and they ban them. Not because he said any one thing or he's super bad. It's because he wouldn't do their agenda. And I'm going, wow, is it that bad? Yes, it is. Well, we set up, you know, internet, you know, stuff that we do, and that's a long story. Oh, this is one thing. When we talked, how much time we got here? Yeah, we got a couple minutes. Okay. When we talked last, remember I was doing that, if it pleases the crown, can I occupy my own land thing? I'm going, that somebody's got to explain that to me. There's a guy named Rob Gibson. He's a rancher in Oregon that wrote a book on land patents. I had him on, and we've been people have been ordering the book, distributing it, and going through. He's gone through the process to be able to do this, and I'm going, cool. You know, an Oregon rancher, you know, he's got it going on. He had an event in Kingman here. I couldn't make it, but, you know, a lot of the guys did, and they thought it was awesome. So this is really going to go. I haven't even talked to him yet about it. They were all excited about going. And then I got the book and shown it to guys in New Hampshire and Maine that were all over this thing. So we might have something. Now, here in Arizona, Cochise County, which is down in the southeastern part, corner Mexico and New Mexico there, they don't have building permits. They don't give you an occupancy permit, which I don't freaking care, but they put in a sewer and you're good, and we don't inspect and don't care. So I'm going, well, hell, that's equal protection clause stuff. I want it for Maricopa County. Well, they'll go, nope, we take it away from them, and then you don't get it. I mean, I know how they think. But at least we have a precedent here, and we're going to be pushing on that. When that happens, it'll be like in summer, May to summer, fall of 21, because we're going, Donna and I, my wife, have we're getting rid of all our stuff, or dispersing all our storage and food and everything to our four kids and 12 grandkids. And then May 1st, around the beginning of May, we already got the bus. We're converting it into, it's already converted and it's great and wonderful, but we're converting it into a mobile studio. Spare no expense, got all the goodies in there. So we're going to be traveling right in the middle of all this crap, starting in May, going around the country for a year, documenting all this and focusing on the vaccine education stuff. We got a vaccine education summit we're doing June 7th in Manchester. Then we got a bunch of events, and we're doing more across the country. So it's going to be a thing. And when we come back, I start building. That's when I call Ammon. Ha 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 ha. Just so you know. All right, here we go.
Free Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah. All right, I tell you what, yeah, what we're going to do. You know, Ammon's got some more stuff he wants to share with me. We hit right up against the break, and he had some goodie here. Hopefully he remembers what it was. But the other thing is I was just telling him we're doing the LoveBusLibertyTour.com, the Love Bus Liberty Tour. We had one of the patrons requested that we make it the artwork different and be more white, whatever. Anyway, we'll get the updated graphics up there when we get done with that. We bring it back. I leave April 3rd to go back and finish the studio and everything. It's in Maine. Then we go to Manchester, do some more mechanical. Then we're driving it across the country back to Phoenix, where we're going to wrap it. Then Don and I load it up, and boom, and we go. And it starts, we're going a year on the road starting in May. Now, we're going to, I'm already kind of booked up through about mid-September, but then we're making our way across the northern United States, you know, summer and while it's nice, and we're going to the Pacific Northwest, and we're going to be basing ourselves out of Washington State there, because we have some friends there on a farm that we're going to be staying at, but we're going to be doing a lot of stuff up there in Oregon, Montana, Washington, and Idaho.
Nice.
I think I will come visit me some Ammon Bundy with the Love Bus in Idaho. You feel me?
Absolutely. I think you should.
Boom. Done. Count on it. September, start thinking. You got plenty of time. Start thinking about, we're going to bring it. Because by the time we get there, it's going to be something to bring. And they're going to, we just might as well put a, I don't know, a bullseye on the top of their Hellfire satellite missile thing or something. But, you know, but we got it all surveilled, and we're getting and recording video of everything all the time in stream. It's going to be, we're going to get it on camera. I can guarantee you that, because you know how that works. So what was it that you wanted to share with us right when we went into the break?
Well, you asked kind of where was the connection, you know, who was kind of driving this. And I believe I have evidence of that actually in the first paragraph of the health and welfare order, it says it is based on the advice and direction of state, federal, and local public health experts.
So they had the federal.
Then you go to the proclamation that was signed by the governor a couple days ago, and he says, whereas, remember, this is the one that says, whereas the health and safety of Idahoans is the greatest priority of the state leaders. He goes on and says, whereas the worldwide direction of COVID-19, including the United States, has progressed to a pandemic declared by the World Health Organization. Okay? And then he goes on, or actually right before this, says the state of Idaho has and continues to secure millions of dollars in funds to support the emergency response. So you start to see their motives. But
no, I went through this before, Ammon. It was called H1N1. It was right after the economic crash of the housing and whatever in 08, 09. Obama comes in. He takes over. All of a sudden, oh, my God, we're all going to die from H1N1. And they tried to do a lot of this stuff, and that was just a dry run. That was, you know, to make sure that they, yeah, here we go. You know, we got, well, we did it wrong last time. It's like the SNL savings and loan crash in the late 80s, early 90s was a setup for them doing it later and nobody goes to jail. This is just, I'm telling you people, I've got, is this thing on? I go, how, what do you think I've been talking about all this time? You know, yeah. This is a coup against the American people. Now, I know Trump is, he wants to do what he perceives to be the right thing. He kind of, I don't know how, you know, part of it he is or whatever, but man, don't do it. Don't freaking do it. And they're doing it. And what's he got to do? Executive order if you're not allowed to be buttheads in the states anymore? What's he got to do?
Well, I'll tell you what we're doing. We are going to have a public meeting tonight at 8 o'clock here in Emmett, Idaho. And we hope that there's, you know, over 100 people there, or maybe several hundred. Because what this is the reason. I should lay it out. It's not their right, okay? And so you have to weigh the balance, I guess. And I give you an analogy. If you're sitting at a park bench and you have your backpack with you, and somebody comes up and grabs your backpack and begins to take it away, the first thing you do to respond is say, hey, that's mine, and you grab it, and you get a hold of it. Now there's a little bit of a tug-of-war, and you say, hey, that's mine, you can't take it. And the other person may say, no, I can take it. He might even claim that it's his, right? But then you say, no, look, it has my name on it, it has my stuff in it, my cell phone's in it, maybe my kids' letters to me, maybe my family Bible, so things that are important, my business documents, that kind of stuff, things that are important to me. It's mine and I need it. It's mine. Now, a good person would go, oh, yeah, you're right. It's yours, and he would let go of it. But a criminal would keep tugging and keep pulling. Now, you might be big enough to take care of the issue yourself and knock the guy out, right, or knock him on the ground. But you might not be, right? He might be a 350-pound brute.
With a badge and a gun.
So then what do you do? What you do is you do not let go of the backpack. You begin to yell for help for other people in the park. Hey, I need help. I need help. He's taking my backpack. He's stealing my property. And then you alarm and alert everybody in the park, and good people will respond to you, and together they will secure the backpack. And that's what I'm doing. I'm calling people here in Idaho and surrounding and saying, hey, look, somebody is taking our backpack, and you can't let them take it. Because guess what?
They're going to take your house, your car, your life. They're going to take everything else.
Well, that, you will never see that backpack again. And if you do, most likely it'll be tattered, ripped, and worn, and the stuff that's inside of it will be gone.
God bless Ammon Bundy doing this. Thank you. Oh, my God. I'm hoping that somebody, that's why we did our party. I go, bring it on. You know, but this is a political gathering, assembly, a peaceful of the whatever the hell. And you think that they're, you know, I mean, they would do this in the state where Ammon Bundy is. Are they stupid? I mean, you know,
I don't know, but they have no right. to restrict a person to their home, to keep churches from having services, to restrict people from assembling. They have that no right to do that. We the people are the sovereign, and we have never given government, any level of government, the authority to do such things. And we must say no.
No, absolutely. I'm with you, brother. Okay, now you have announced this in what way? You know, how many people know about this and how and what way of what?
Well, we have a standing meeting that we've had Thursday at 8 o'clock for some time now. But it's just been a small, you know, fairly local group of individuals. So I'm actually at 10:30 going announcing it to the masses. So you've heard it here first.
You hear that, people? You heard it here first.
The order came out at like 1:30, 2 o'clock yesterday. And so, you know, we needed to be able to understand the order and be able to talk, you know, logically and responsibly before we go forward. And but we are inviting as many people as will come to this public meeting.
Yeah, I got this. David Jeppesen is the you know guy signs in the Department of. I got here and he just happened to have a bank consulting business. Next, yeah, that tells me all I need to know. You know, I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me? You know, this is a big giant coup. If they couldn't do it one way, they'll do it another way of another way of another way of another way. But if we can use fear as the mind killer, if we can get the people afraid. Now, you know, is there nobody going to come to your event because they're all in the hospital, up sick, coughing up blood, lying dead in sheets like cordwood? Is Idaho infected? Oh my God.
I think there's, you know, very minimal cases here in Idaho. No one's, you know, died.
And I don't believe it if that they say that they are anyway.
Well,
you know,
there's definitely questions. That's for sure. A lot of questions.
It
doesn't pass the smell test.
No, it's like, ew. Everything I've been, and this happens, and it's amazing, it's the people on Facebook. Are you a big Facebook guy?
I use that, yeah, quite a bit.
Yeah, no, that's where they get you, man. You're doing it wrong.
I know. That's why I got you.
Don't doubt. No, I screw them. I don't pay attention.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world?
Yep. Yep. All right. This is what's going to happen. They done it. Well, they don't know. You know, they should know. I mean, you should have got an extra letter. You should have got, like, a little gold star on yours or something, you know? But are they any indirect or direct warning for you doing this?
No. And, you know, I don't really care anyway, but I'm sure we'll a little bit of a...
Well, make sure you got video camera streaming or the video camera streaming or the video camera guy with streaming, you know?
For sure.
Well, is there some channel or something we should know about and put up so we can look and watch? You need to think of that.
Live on YouTube.
Okay, give me a channel, man. We'll pimp the crap out of it.
Just my name, Ammon Bundy.
All right. Ammon Bundy.
And, of course, you do the Facebook thing, too, but I understand. Really.
YouTube's just as bad. I mean, we set up our own stuff. Yeah. We're doing our...
Oh, I know.
You know, because
that's where I get where you guys are so good at what you're doing, because you realize that you can't rely on somebody else's work.
Years ago, I could see where this is going. They were going to do exactly this. This is what they do. Okay, so what am I searching for? I go, Ammon Bundy. It's not coming up. What is the channel name? Ammon Bundy?
Yeah, it's just Ammon Bundy.
Okay, here, I got it. All right. Videos, playlist. Do you have a live feed or you just put up stuff?
I usually just put up stuff, but I will live feed this.
I'm wondering how I can promote. I'll go. All right. Look for a live feed. You know, stay in touch with me on this, Don of the Day. I want to make sure that this, because if you don't get the attention live, you may not get any attention. I mean, you know.
Right.
That's
I get that.
You know, this is they're not going to be, yeah, they're not going to play fair. I guarantee freaking to you that. You know, they want to bring the boys. All right, so I'm going to go Donna promote live feed. feed. And this is tonight, right?
Yep, tonight, 8 o'clock.
Tonight's meeting of, now what's it, the group called?
Well, we just call ourselves the People's Guild.
The People's Guild. The People's Guild meeting. In violation of they, them, those permission slip or whatever. I don't care. All right. So it'll be a live feed, YouTube, right? YouTube channel. Well, you know that's going to get turned off. Are you freaking kidding me? You know, I you guys kill me. All right. There's other way. You need to know of a lot of other ways that where this is all moving to, and it's not going to be YouTube. They're part of it.
What the technocracy, right?
Yeah, wow. That's what this Love Bus thing, I hopefully am going to inspire a lot of people just like you around the country. I already have. I haven't even started, and it's already a thing. You know, when I go back and I meet with people, because I'm going, look, when you guys do that, exactly this, this is why they have these control systems for this. Here we go.
More ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hanna.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fight, a little less fun. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me.
Yeah!
Satisfy me, baby!
Oh, I get some satisfaction, man. I can't get no satisfaction except from, Ammon Bundy. Now, they're doing, in Idaho, they've decided, it's not even the governor, it's just they, them, those. They got a permission slip of the, yeah, talk to the Fed, and we're doing it because, and I'm the government, what? And who are they threatening? What do they promise? What? What's the, you know, the carrot, what? And the stick, what? You have no idea what the hell is going on. And when this gets all, you know, outed and they make the, you know, I don't know, the documentary of the movie of whatever the hell, of what was going on, you'll find out what a crock of crap. And it doesn't even matter because their number one job is not to keep me healthy or to keep me free. I'll take care of my healthy all by myself, you know. And one thing you can pass out to these guys, you know, a bunch of atomizers, colloidal silver to coat their throat in case of something. And here's a zinc tablet you can munch on, a little bit of oil of oregano or something of whatever the hell. Here, you know, bring your own stuff. Share with people there. Make sure that you have a mask, glove. Do whatever you think is, you know, polite and you want to being whatever, but we're having the freaking meeting. Take whatever precautions you think you need, and I don't think that Idaho is like, you know, got bodies stacked up like cordwood anyway, but I'm just like, this is so, are you free or not? So this is tonight. Now, Donna is going to put up in the show archive and as a standalone article, we'll have it up at the top for the YouTube, for Ammon Bundy's YouTube page. Now, the Ammon Bundy's YouTube page, hopefully he'll learn how to do live streaming and so on. We got right here. There it is. There's just a little bit of Adam Ammon Bundy. A-M-M-O-N Bundy. You do that, B-U-N-D-Y, Ammon space Bundy on YouTube. Boom, his page comes up. So I'm going, all right, cool. So he's going to try, and if not that, put on there, it's on another one of something that you have the streaming, because the more live streams, everybody doing their Facebook stream and this stream and that stream, what are they going to do? Boom! It's cut off. This is exactly what I want to see. I want to see how fast and if they shut down the feed. This is exactly what it's there for. It's for this kind of citizen journalism. We get to share whatever. And I want to see what happens. Well, of course, there's going to be a lot of video. There's going to be somebody going, oh, we got to confiscate all videos and this and that. Well, if it's streamed and it's up and it's posted and you got the technology, it's too freaking late. It's already got... That happened like you're so 5 seconds too late because it's already up. This is what I'm talking about, Ammon, and why the Love Bus is doing what we're doing is to demonstrate, teach, and share this technology for exactly this.
Yeah, I like it. And it is absolutely important because you build, like, you know, you build people that listen to you, learn from you, And you do it on a platform in which those that are an enemy to freedom can just shut off. And, you know, how are you going to communicate with those people? I mean, communication is the number one line of defense, right? The very first thing that a general will do when he goes into an area is he has to establish communication. So I agree 100%. I just haven't had the time or been able to spend the energy of
there's plenty of people listening to this show, plenty of people that are your friends and family, plenty of people that be going to this event, or plenty of people that know, and I'm just saying, you know, you take responsibility for yourself, the live stream up on whatever. Right. Well, they're going to shut it down. I know. I want to hear that story. I want to get, yep, well, I was Facebooking and they shut it. YouTube and they shut it. But we got the file. Yeah. We put it up. I will house it for you. Put it up on the Forever IPFS network if they could suck it.
Yeah. Well, Ernest, I just can't emphasize enough that this virus thing is literally the undoing of the American dream and the protection of the rights to each person. I mean, it is the mechanism that's being used to get even the most liberty-minded people to accept the trampling of freedom. And, I mean, even people who have been so explicit in defending the rights of every man and woman are now saying no right is unalienable when it comes to keeping each other safe. That's what they're saying. They're saying the right to hold and control property can be taken to keep us safe. The right to travel and visit each other can be denied to keep us safe. The right to work, trade, and provide for ourselves can be restricted so we can be safe. That's what they're saying. The right to assemble and worship God can be denied to keep us safe.
Dangerous as hell. This is Reichstag fire stuff. This is Nazi Germany. Right. I don't say Nazi Germany crap all the time. This is Nazi Germany stuff. This is Reichstag fire. This is I was going to call it the government chancellor. Hell, you don't even get it from the governor. You get it from some bureaucrat with banking ties.
And these people that, you know, who I thought understood freedom, they're the ones that are saying that all these rights can be disparaged by force, if necessary, so that we can be safe. And that is absolutely incorrect. You cannot think that way. It doesn't matter what, you know, the good thing to do is. What matters is what our rights are and who has the authority to exercise those rights or not, or disparage them and all of that. That's what the entire American experience is.
Oh, amen, brother. This is one thing. When they did the we're going to restrict or Amazon, they go, you know, we're just going to limit to, you know, vital, blah, 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 blah. And my friend Derek, we're working on some stuff, and he goes, who the hell are they to tell me what is essential and needed and product? I go, maybe I need a welding rod to fix my boiler so I don't die. How about that? You know, how about I, you know, need a part for this or that and whatever that affects my life? You know, who are they to decide what is and isn't important to me? I want a central plan. What is this, a 5-year plan, government Soviet crap? This is what's taken over. And if we don't have people like, I'm telling you, Ammon, what your family and supporters have done and us trying to, you know, make sure we bring all this. This was preempted, so much of this, to put you in a position right now to do what you're doing. And I don't give a crap what people say. Oh, they're being irresponsible. See, I told you, freedom is kind of crazy and people get... I don't care if everybody gets a corona at your event. I don't. I do not care. We will learn from that. You go, you know, maybe next time I'll bring a better mask. Maybe next time I'll increase my immune system a little bit more. Maybe next time. We got to learn. We need the freedom to do that. Or we never even know. I'm going to go, hell?
You have to ask, too, you know, what is worse? And what has been the worst killer, the 21st century? What has killed more, virus or people's own government? By far, people's own government. 200 million people were murdered by their own government.
Democide.
In the 21st century. And you want to say that a virus is priority?
No.
Liberty is the priority. Liberty must be the priority.
Thank you. I'm on your side, man. You know, they'll go, yeah, but this guy died because, and you're a murderer of, and kind of go, really? What, because of what you did with the economy and the lack of opportunity and having to live with your family in a van down by the river, I'm guarantee, you know, they comment from It was, I kept thinking it was Robert Redford, but it was Brad Pitt. I mean, you know, it was Brad Pitt was a character in The Big Short. And he was in that movie, he goes, he says, you know, don't celebrate. You know, this is going down, you're going to make money. Because every percent in unemployment goes down, 30,000 people die. And I'm going, what they've done is they've guaranteed more death than this virus could do. They already guarantee it. Are they statistical murderers? And what's their penalty? You know, they go, we sovereign immunity of life sucks. Oh, and by the way, we got what we wanted. You don't have any freedom anymore. This is revolutionary stuff. This is, I mean, and it is not going to go well either way for anybody on this, unless the only thing that will save this whole thing is a bunch of people doing exactly what you and I are doing. I just, we had our party. Our family's coming over. You know, bring it on. We're going to challenge it. Yep. Well, we really will. And we got guns. I know. But we really, really will. I know. And Ammon Bundy and friends and family, they know. And they do it anyway because they understand the alternative. If they don't,
that's right,
how bad it's going to get.
That's right. And it is not the irresponsible thing for us to have this meeting. It is the responsible thing because it deters the greatest danger.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, where do people go? Ammon, I want to go help Ammon Bundy. I want to give money to Ammon Bundy. I want to support and do and broadcast kind of all things Ammon Bundy. Where do they go?
Well, I don't take any money right now, but just keep an eye on me, YouTube, Facebook, And the media likes to talk.
There's your first YouTube and Facebook is what comes out. You're killing me, man. You know?
I know. Well, help me out, Ernie.
No, I am. We're working on the systems right now. I guarantee. We did this for James Corbett, the Corbett Report, and I'm definitely going to make an Ammon Bundy. We'll get you. Yeah, I'm going to hook you up. You know, do you have a media person or IT person that's working with you?
I do. Yep.
All right. I want it. Give me their contact. Let's make it happen. Right. We're really busy right now. We can do. There's some things we can do and kind of get to where it won't go away. But to really get you all set up, when I hit on that bus, I ain't doing nothing but that for people.
Sneeze.
Boom. 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 Ammon, you know, you and I both know where this goes. I can see what's going to happen. And I need me a cowboy hat. Damn it. Well, I got one. I gotta get one. You know.
Well, it needs to happen. It has to happen.
Yeah, I'm more concerned now than I've ever been, and I'm just thankful and feel great. Okay, well, come here, Donna. Are you gonna listen? Okay, Donna wants you to say she's gonna run to her computer. Hold on a second. Ask Ammon where time meeting is today. So she's putting this up already with all your stuff. So go ahead and say where it is, the address, and what the time it is.
It is at Tuesday, or today, at 8 o'clock at 800 East Locust Street in Emmett, Idaho.
800 East Locust Street in what, Idaho?
Emmett, Idaho.
Emmett, E-M-M-E-T-T.
Correct.
Okay, Emmett, Idaho. All right. Are you from? When did you go to Idaho?
I've been here for June 2015.
So what do you think? Are you doing
it? Two of that. I was on a mission, so I was at college AKA federal prison.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's wow, I'm so thankful that you. Do you feel the love? I mean, are people supportive? Or are they giving you crap, or both, or what?
Both, but I mean, we have to be patient, and like you have said, we will look back on this at some time in history. I don't think I have to go very far and realize how what this really is. We will. We will look back on this and go, what a mistake it was for us to react the way we did to this. We were played like a fiddle.
Played. Using the peer pressure of our compatriots to be able to kind of played us. This was mapped out in some freaking, psyop of we know how, watch us, here we go. I you know, when Facebook started having, they were putting stuff up to change your emotions, and then they just skipped to the end and couldn't, when by your posting or what you forwarded, they didn't really, how did it make you feel? And you get to pick an icon. Oh, I was sad. I was happy. Oh, thank you for our database. We didn't know. You know, just like, what are you, stupid? You know, I don't be stupid. Wow, it's so obvious to me, because I've been doing this in my face for 30 years, Ammon. You know, it's so obvious. And hey, you're the
let
threat.
Me give you a little bit, let me give you a little bit of something to think about. You're absolutely right. But so one thing that I've learned, and, you know, through this whole thing, and, you know, they were car service for 2 years, you know, never got to see or hold my family, never got to physically touch them or talk to them. Anyway, so, I mean, I got six kids, and my littlest wasn't even 1 year old, 1 year old. I came home when he was three. So that tells you how much of his life that I lost.
So I know those years.
And all the other ones, too. So, but what I learned is that sunlight is the best disinfectant. There's nothing I do that I hide. Nothing. I don't hide anything. And I learned that when I'm sitting in front of a jury, and there's nothing that I have hidden, and all of it is open, that jury knows they can trust me. And so when I do a Facebook post, I don't care. When I talk on the phone, I don't care. When I have a meeting, anybody's welcome. Okay?
No, I'm with you, brother. I know how it works.
It drives people crazy, yep. Because they're like, how can we ever provide security for you? And I get that. But I feel like it is the most protection I have to shine the light on. So, anyway,
yeah, no, I don't think it's ego. I think it's like common sense protection. It's like you go to freedomsphoenix.com. At the very bottom, it has my home address there. And people freak. I mean, sometimes people just knock on the door. Hey, well, I thought you were a business. I get, oh, come on in, whatever. So, and we have our parties. It's open, whatever. Who's that? I don't know. You know, I mean, I just open that way. And I say everything on the radio. It's not a big, giant secret. So what happens is they go, why do you put your home address? Why do you have that risk at the bottom of your web? Why do you do that? I go, because all the bad guys know where I live.
Right.
I might as well have some good guys know.
Yeah, it's kind of like the gun argument, right? Yeah, that's pretty good. You know, people, I've done the same thing. I posted my address and people like, why would you do that? It's like, well, everybody knows where it's at anyway.
I am so glad that you're there. I want to help. And my biggest help has been, ever since we've known it, the beginning of our relationship, is my biggest help is trying to be one of the amplifiers of what you're doing. That's the safest thing.
Sure.
But I've seen in the platforming, it started with me about after the Lovolution, like 9-10, it was very obvious in the 10 election that they go, oh, we're buying up everything. This damn Ron Paul Lovolution thing jacked up our crap, man. We didn't see that one coming. And spontaneous order. So I'm going, all right, well, what do we got to do? We got to make sure that they can't stop it. Well, they want to be able to stop it. So they take over every, hell, they're probably CIA, whatever the hell, anyway. So all these platforms and so on, I'm going, look, man, we have to be able to duplicate this kind of stuff. Well, now we're going to have, the reason I'm going to be able to move out of the city is high-speed internet with Interlink, you know, Elon Musk satellite system. Well, is that going to be surveilled or, you know, permission slipped or something? I don't even really care if it's surveilled. I'm open, yeah, no, whatever, man. More AI, even the AI and the FBI agents get converted. I mean, they listen to 10 minutes of Ammon and they're already converted, you know, whatever. So I'm going, but will they have a permission slip or some kind of barrier or you're not allowed to use the satellite communication? And I'm going, really? Yeah. We're going to find out.
No, first of by law.
Well, it just shows that it's possible, so it'll go to the next one of CubeSat of, you know, rich freedom guy of bite me. But, I mean, it's always going to be a solution. But, you know, then they bring out the ion cannon of we got Space Force and you're not allowed to whatever. I mean, you know, this is not going to end. This battle will go on and on and on. But we're more nimble and we understand. So I am this tour that we're doing. It's called the Love Bus Liberty Tour.com. And we haven't even populated upgraded the site, really. We just got kind of place settings up there. And we're building it out. We start in May, and it's going to be a thing. And the infrastructure that we create for you and the stuff that we're doing for us is going to be available for everybody. So that the things that you do is not dependent on Facebook and YouTube. Ammon, I put your hand out so I can slap your wrist. YouTube and Facebook, you're killing me. You know, at least have some place that it, you know, we're going to take care of you. I can't do it right now, but damn it, you definitely need to be to where it's forever and always. So I got it covered. Hey, guys, start scraping all of his videos and everything, Ammon Bunny, because we have the capability to just pull it over into the Forever Net. They just need to know the address. So let me, okay. God, man, you're going to make me do it right now. You're killing me. Okay, I'm going to copy this. I can go to, I know who to do it. You know, and I go, boom. This is how fast. Do that. Please scrape all Bundy YouTube videos. And I pushed a button. Boom! Boom! They better scrape you off today. And they better delete, kind of, it's too late. Done. Okay, and tomorrow, and you put the stuff up, and like, this is it, Ammon. This is, you know, they go, I had at the party, what was amazing to me was, you know, a lot of people canceled, and they, you know, didn't feel comfortable or whatever. But a lot of people, I was, I don't know, it was like 3 dozen, you know, at least, you know, that came. I was surprised it was that many. And they come, but a lot of them were old friends and acquaintances, a goodbye, we're leaving on our thing, come peace out. And they wanted to come by and say, yo, what's up? But a lot of them were business owners, lawyers, doctors, dentists, IT guys, and they had businesses that were already starting to suffer this year. When they did this, boom, it put them under. And now they do this order that they got. We just got this from one of my kids, you know, that works in aerospace and so on, that, you know, we get special, we get the, you know, we got to make bombs for the whatever the hell, you know, so we get to be in business. But all this stuff is paid leave, entitlements, who you can't fire anybody, you got to keep paying them, they get more pay and pay, and if you need more money, you get a loan from them, you pay back later and pay employees, and they keep jobs and pay. But you're going—they're intentionally destroying the free market capitalism in this country. It is by design. I look at this and I go, "What the hell are they doing?" You know. So this is—I can see the importance of what's happening right now, and I want to help you. But help me, help you. Get me your IT guy.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't say he's really my IT guy. She just helps me.
Okay, well, you know, it's her or you. You want to be the person sitting down and going over and where to post and how? No, probably not. Well, you got stuff to do, man.
I just need. You know, I'm trying to raise my family and do all this too, and it, you know, sometimes just gets to where. Just use the easy route.
We'll take care of it. It's not any, it's already, infrastructure is done. It's just, we need to know where the content is posted so we can save it.
Yeah.
We need to take all of it and put it on something that doesn't go away. And even if we put it on Freedom's Phoenix, all of Freedom's Phoenix is scraped and never goes away. So this show right here, all this stuff, got it. Doesn't go away. Boom. Within 24 hours, because we edit and change and kind of anything, we go 24 hours after it's the postmark on it, it gets, so by tomorrow evening, after you do everything we have on Freedom's Phoenix, boom, it's saved. Done. Next.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate it.
All right, I'll let you get going.
You know, I'll leave you with one more thought. President Benson, he was the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Uh-huh.
But he was also the Secretary of Agriculture. Okay?
Yeah.
And he said something. He said, socialism gives you everything that prison gives you. And I 100% know that that is absolutely true. Gives you a place to eat and sleep and a prison to be confined in. And so that's my answer.
I know Benson. Steve Benson, his son, is the illustrator at the Arizona Republic down here. He's kind of a fallen Mormon of whatever, you know. So I, from that, I know the history. But the My whole side of my mother's side's family, my sister, I mean, is Mormon. My sister's Mormon. And I got Mormoned up. But the thing is that what did we learn? Man, you're storing food. Donna and I got 11, you know, big giant poly barrels full of food that I ain't taking on the bus. So we're this weekend when they come over, we're just as part of the reason we're dispersing amongst all our kids and grandkids. You know, I know they're done. You know, I'm like, well, you got that. But then we want to be able to communicate with them regularly and easily and are doing streaming kids and all that kind of stuff. So we're setting that up. I'm telling you, this whole point of this bus is so that in the transition to us going and building out in the desert, the only holdup is always power. Well, with solar and the battery tech now, it is freaking cheap as hell and effect. I'm boom, and we're doing it on the bus. I can just take it off the bus, put it in a house. So I'm going, cool. Then we have water. Well, we got plenty of water here underground. You get a well, and you're done out in the desert. And three, communication. And if we get that, we've been working on this for years, Ammon, and we start demonstrating how to do it, it's over for the bad guys. They'll try, and they'll do, and the reason they're doing all of this kind of stuff, you can't assemble, you are deplatformed, you're demonetized, you're DDD, and you're not allowed, you know, is because of people exactly like you doing exactly this stuff. And I knew it was coming to this, and we had to have a mechanism by which we could get off. And I'm going, all right. And then it even goes to mesh networks using UHF, you know, from the, you know, white noise that now is there. They could use from the old Channel 45 crap that they don't use anymore. Mm-hmm. So you got 60-mile radius on an antenna. You can get, you know, broadband internet. So I'm just like, right. You know, there's so much stuff coming. And there, I think that they, them, those are desperate. They are in. They go, man, this is not going well. They lost in Brexit. They lost with Trump. They lost with a bunch of stuff they wanted. They thought they'd be down the road by now. Damn it, they had them some Hillary. Well, here comes, you know, Biden. Are you freaking kidding me? What the hell is going to... Well, here's going to come, you know, Hillary again at the Democratic National or whatever, or Cuomo or some... whoever it is now ain't it. It sure as hell ain't Biden. If that's it, I'm like, are you kidding me? So there's something weird going on. And I...
There is. I can't put my finger on it, but it is weird.
Weird. They've got the weirdometer pegged out.
Yeah. I mean... This virus does not warrant even close to the response. I mean, not even close. I mean, even if you believe it is what the numbers, what they're claiming it is, it still does not warrant even close the way they're responding.
You know, we had a story up yesterday. It was Pompeo was given some whatever, and he had that Tony Fauci guy that I know is scumbag because I've been doing a lot of stuff on the vaccine and everything. Fauci's been behind a whole bunch of crap. And what happened was Pompeo, this is just a couple days ago, he gets up and he says, well, this has kind of been a, you know, a exercise. We've, you know, used this and kind of, you know, it's been a good exercise. And Trump's standing right behind him, and he goes, you know, off camera, you hear him say, he goes, I wish you would have told us. And we got that up, playing on loop. I go watch it. And it's like, goes, oh, it's an exercise? Like, I wish you would have told me, you scumbag. You know, got him on tape.
That shows how much in control he really is. Huh?
I think he realizes, and I think there's still another... I hope it, you know, his 5D chess of dimensional, interdimensional politic and whatever the hell he's doing, he better hurry up and get on it. Because, I mean,
he's going to do something.
I got to get this up. People are already starting to get even. Hey, when are you going to have that up? You know? So.
Okay. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Peace, brother. Stay in touch.
Bye-bye. Bye. Yep,